Hi, everybody. What's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So, do you know those words in English, police and news? The way they are used is not very intuitive to us Portuguese speakers. Why? Because the word police sounds like the Portuguese word polícia, which is a singular word, right? We say a polícia é isso, não é aquilo. So once we start using police, we sometimes slip and say the police is or the police was. The correct way to say those is the police are and the police were. And the other word I mentioned is news. News ends with the letter S, and that to us means plural. So we would say the news are, right? Nope, people don't say that in English. They say the news is and the news was. So if the police are and the news is sounds strange to you, then you're in luck. This episode is all about giving examples of how these words are used and providing you with the opportunity to get a little bit more used to them. So let's get started with the word police. And by the way, do you remember a recent episode where I talked about the pronunciation of focus, closet, and chocolate? I said that those three words were some of the most mispronounced words by Brazilians. You know what? Police could have made that list. I've heard many people say police, and by now you've heard me say it police several times, so that's it. Police, not police, police. Alright, so here are some things that we might read on a newspaper. The police are looking for a missing girl. Again, there's a missing girl, she disappeared, and the police are looking for her. In some countries, the police are well equipped to deal with all kinds of crime. What does that mean? That means that in some countries, the police are well trained, they are well prepared, and they have everything they need to deal with all kinds of crime. So in some countries, the police are very well equipped. In some places, the police are using infrared cameras to help them identify criminals. So the police are using infrared cameras in some places. There was a robbery in my neighborhood yesterday and the police were called immediately. The police were called immediately. Everyone waited outside while the police were investigating the crime scene. So do you have your own example? Can you remember the last time the police were in your neighborhood? I remember once when there was a fight at a bar near my house and the police were called. Okay, so let's move on to the word news. News is like the word information. We don't say two informations, three informations, and we don't say two news either. We say, for example, I've received some information or they had no information for us. Likewise, we can say, I've received some news, and they had no news for us. You know how some people say that no news is good news? What does that mean? No news is good news. That means that if you haven't heard from somebody, if no one has bothered to call, it is usually because everything is going well. That is good news. Some people disagree, of course. They think that no news is bad news. If someone has gone away and hasn't called you, that means that something bad has happened. So in this case, no news is bad news. And here's another pretty common thing that people say a lot. I have bad news and good news. Which one do you want to hear first? So, the bad news is blah blah blah, and the good news is blah blah blah. You know what else happens a lot? Someone gives you news that isn't so good, and then they immediately say, but the good news is, So what does that mean? That means that although what they said initially isn't that good, there is an upside to it. There's a positive side. There's some kind of advantage to the situation. So someone might say, well, they're out of chocolate pie. We're not going to have our favorite dessert this time around. But the good news is, we now have a very good excuse to stop by the ice cream parlor. And here's a song that has news in it. A Day in the Life by the Beatles. So if you're a fan, knock yourself out. Talk to you next time.